from KQED.
Next week, voters will cast their ballots in the first statewide election to test a new primary system where the top two vote-getters will move on to face off in November. Will that help independents and those challenging incumbents? One test will come in Stanislaus County's 10th congressional district. That primary comes down to a fight between a farm worker turned astronaut and the son of a disgraced congressman. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca takes a look as part of our 2012 election coverage.
You've got to admit, it's a pretty compelling story. A migrant farm worker who starts out picking tomatoes and cucumbers and ends up soaring into outer space as an astronaut.
Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery.
And Jose Hernandez is eager to zip up his royal blue flight suit and share that story. In a crowded gymnasium at a Modesto elementary school, he plays a DVD of his mission to the International Space Station. Hernandez tells the crowd he made it to space because of advice from his dad.
He said the same effort you put in picking cucumbers out in the fields, that same work ethic, that effort, you put it in your books and getting good grades, and guess what? You're going to be able to reach your dream.
But today, families here face double-digit unemployment and some of the highest foreclosure rates in the country.
I was talking to those parents, and they were losing faith that their kids can achieve that American dream, and that scared me.
The picture is even more bleak for Latinos here. You can see that driving through some of Modesto's poorest neighborhoods.
Now you see right here, this is no streetlights, no sidewalks, no sewer.
Michael Garcia is with the American GI Forum, a veterans group that advocates for Latino civil rights. This county has never had a Latino supervisor, much less a congressman. Garcia hopes Hernandez will remember his roots and address the poverty here.
We haven't had really a voice, and I was hoping that the Hernandez campaign would be able to create a seminal moment, really. We are going to become a political force in this area.
But Hernandez can't rely solely on the Latino vote to win. Even though Latinos make up more than 40% of the population here, many of them can't vote or don't. Hernandez does have the backing of the National Democratic Party, which has identified this as a key race that could help determine the balance of power in Congress. The newly redrawn district has a slight Democratic edge. But driving around, it feels like every intersection is plastered with giant signs for Hernandez's Republican challenger, incumbent Congressman Jeff Denham. He's raised nearly three times as much money as Hernandez, much of it from agricultural groups.
You want to know what kind of pies we have? I have boysenberry, apple, peach, apricot, rhubarb.
At a diner in Turlock, voters like Jeff Zaya say Denham will push hard for farmers to get more water allocated for their crops.
The water problem is his problem and our problem. Just about everything. Everything that really concerns us, he's right up there where he should be.
And Denham seems confident he'll get past the primary. He's not making many campaign appearances these days. His campaign office didn't even respond to repeated requests for interviews about this race. The real question is who will emerge from the primary as Denham's lone challenger in November. It could be someone who isn't from a major party, but who's got something big going for him, name recognition.
Hi there.
Hi.
Chad Condit, running for Congress here in Stanislaus County.
I know who you are.
Well, I appreciate your consideration on June 5th.
Yeah, your dad helped me out one time when it was really important, so I appreciate it.
I hear that all over the district. He helped a lot of people.
Yeah,
Chad Condit is the son of former Democratic Congressman Gary Condit, whose national image was tarnished after an alleged affair with intern Chandra Levy. She was later found murdered by an attacker in a D.C. park. Here in his home district, though, the elder Condit is still revered for his independent spirit and his loyalty to his constituents, and his son is playing up his local roots.
I'm truly the underdog candidate, and people, they think I'm pretty gutsy for running, first of all, after what my family went through. And second of all, they know my message of independence is right, that we're too caught up in partisanship in Washington, D.C.
Condit's campaign is operating on a shoestring budget, with his kids, grandfather, and father walking precincts for him. But Condit thinks the new top two primary system may give independents like him a real shot. And some political analysts agree.
I think this could be one of the most interesting congressional primaries in the history of the region.
Professor Nathan Monroe teaches political science at UC Merced. He says this race could have national implications, especially if Condit wins.
It gives a nice little test case of whether or not there's a real meaningful middle of the political spectrum that is going to rebel against the increasing extremity of the two major parties.
But first, voters have to decide what this district needs most: a Latino hero, a conservative who backs farmers, or an independent with a well-known name. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Modesto.
You can find complete 2012 election coverage at thecaliforniareport.org.